Hell yeah, I'd rather date a girl with a jerry curl than a girl with a weave. You stupid.
Crazy, man.
You know I don't like all that grown and sexy shit.
What's up, cousins? I bet you a lot of you guys have been wondering where we've been. And you deserve an explanation. And I guess the best way to put it is we've just been busy with our personal lives. And I guess if we wanted to be responsible about it, we would cut the show off and just say it's over. But, you know, this thing has been in our lives for 11 years now. And it's not something that we can easily drop off. We constantly are rotating and changing and evolving, and we've been through this roller coaster over and over and over again over the past 10 years. We've seen the highest and highs and lowest of lows, and you know, a lot's happened. And so I think a big thing that happened is Major and I got together almost like 2 months ago and recorded an episode, which I'm going to play after this. And the big problem that we ran into with it was we were recording everything and we ran out of space on the hard drive, and I went to go to make space and accidentally deleted the episode, but that was okay because we were on Facebook Live. Went to go pull it from Facebook Live and they say you've been using copyrighted music, we're killing that stream, so I couldn't pull it from Facebook Live. Then I went to go to our backup audio recorder, and our backup audio recorder was basically recording the signal back into itself, so we had like a massive echo. It was completely unusable, which left us with the audio from one camera that was sitting over in the corner recording everything, and the audio's horrible. You're gonna hear us having conversations with people on the phone, which is probably gonna be frustrating because you can't hear the people on the phone, and you're gonna hear us having or playing music, which you can't hear because it's playing in our headphones and not through the system, and our mic audio is gonna sound like complete shit. But I've got a lot of emails of people say, drop it anyway, we don't care about the audio quality. So I will tack that episode on the back of this little conversation here. So that said, Major and I are trying to get together, and Mola One, we want to get Mola One back in with us again. And I think sometimes we get distracted. You know, I was on the YouTube tip for a while trying to like get us up on YouTube, but because we live literally like in a triangle where Mola One lives like north 40 miles and Major lives about west 40 miles from me, and for us to get together is like the planets have to align. It's goddamn impossible to do it half the time. So, you know, just know that it's one of those things where I don't think any of us can just let it go. Just know that we're always trying to record stuff. We're always coming up with ideas. You know, stuff's going on. We're like, oh, we should just record an episode. And we see each other and talk like often, like all the time, almost every day. And, you know, we appreciate your patience. Even though some of our equipment is shit and it's old now, we're still trying, and we're trying our best to get back in the basement. I just want to hang out with my friends and want to hit record and have you guys hang out with us, you know, open the phones up again and, you know, kind of just do the thing. You know, if you guys want to reach out to us, you know, as always, it's info@livefromthebasement.com or major@livefromthebasement, jmac@livefromthebasement, mola1@livefromthebasement. We're all on Twitter. It's majorhh, jmacHH, and mola1. We're on Facebook. You can follow us at Facebook, Live the Basement, YouTube. I think that's it, man. If you guys wanna get up on some music things, let me know. I'm always trying to, you know, I'm a nerd for this shit, so I'm always trying to pull up some music and, you know, reach out. We can exchange some playlists, things like that. If you got ideas for the show, what you want more, I know you guys want more shows, and I made promises of more shows. And you know what? I'm gonna get back to it. It's just been, it's been kind of crazy. No other reason. Okay, so that said, let's get into episode number 59 of the Live from the Basement podcast. Again, the quality's not the best. The equipment is not the best. So we're doing our best, man. We'll talk to you guys soon. Stay up with us on social media. We'll let you know when the next thing's coming.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Major Mac back at it.
Hell yeah.
Episode 59 live from the basement. Yeah. What's good? Facebook Live. Hopefully y'all tuned in. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, it's been a long time, dude.
It has been.
Over, I don't know, almost 2 months?
Yeah.
Close to it? It's been a while.
Something like that. It feels like it.
Shit. Yeah, last time we was on the scene was back at the, we did the show live.
The Art of Rap.
Yeah, we was at the Art of Rap show and we recorded some stuff and chopped that up and brought that to y'all. And
that was a lot of complaining. If you didn't check that, man, check that one out, The Art of Rap, YouTube.com.
We had fun, but yeah, we was bitching, but it was for good reason.
It was a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah, and then, like, I don't know, like, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of people like, man, y'all, you know, you done?
Again?
And I feel bad, man, yeah, because it's been, like, a hiatus, and people are like, dude, what's going on with the show, whatever, and you've been keeping it moving, man. Thanks to you for, you know, putting out, you know, many shows and content and...
Yeah.
Trying to
We're trying to, like, the thing is, you know, I explained it last episode, was that we're trying to get the schedules lined up, man. We got kids, we got careers, you know, outside of this stuff, so it's like, this gets difficult for us to line up a lot of times.
Yeah.
I mean, you got this guy going to Atlanta, and I don't get to go. And
it's for work, man. It's for work. I'm looking forward to it.
You're gonna go to work?
Yes, sir. We're gonna work, but yeah, we're gonna try to play too, man. But yeah.
No, that's what you gotta do. You gotta do kind of like a sound scene tour while you're there, and kind of like take people around. I should just give you the digital recorder, and you can take.
Yeah, I'll do that, man. I'll be Snapchatting this shit when I go to like Northside or whatever, and you know, whatever other spots I hit. You know,
it's Major 517 on Snapchat.
Yes, sir.
And
yeah, Major HH on Instagram.
Turn your microphone up, by the way.
Major HH on Twitter.
Yeah.
Am I too low?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. But, yeah, man, so it's been a while, but we feel, you know, it's tough. But, yeah, the older we get, I feel like the rougher it is to, like, do this shit, man. And I don't know if people realize, too, the drive for me, it's not super long, but it's, like, it's about 40 minutes.
Yep.
You know, and, like...
Nah, rush hour is a bitch, man.
Rush hour is a bitch, and then we come here, then we do this, and then driving home is, you know, it's a lot of shit to weigh, but... It is what it is, and we back. We happy to be back, man. So, and we happy to have you guys listening and checking us out. But, this episode is going to be not the friendliest because, like, I feel like the world right now is not friendly. And I know you, the deep sigh and all that, but shouts to the homie, to Sean Farrar, was like, yo,
I just don't want to fight.
Talk that shit. We ain't going to fight.
I'm not going to fight with you.
Ain't nothing to fight about.
I mean, it seems like every time we do this, we got to fight.
Not really.
I really don't want to fight with you, man.
It's, hey. I mean, shit, I would love to get a different perspective, you know, but to me, it's like...
I do have an opinion.
Open and shut.
I do have an opinion, but I think my opinion is very white.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
honestly.
That's what I want to hear, though. Yeah. I want to hear, because... All right, and what we're talking about, for those of y'all, because I do realize that we have a lot of listeners that are from overseas, and they may not understand everything that's going on over here right now, but... America right now, man, race-wise, is in a, I would say, a fucking... close to a crossroads, and I feel like shit's just gearing up. And then you got the election adding fuel to the fire, and with Trump and his rhetoric and the people that support him.
The only thing that could make that shit worse is if Hillary was black. If Hillary was black, this whole shit would be like fucking Civil War.
Burned down by now. Yeah, man.
Jesus.
Seriously. So it's crazy out here, and I mean, like, the latest... outrage. Actually, there's two cases. There's one case of a gentleman who was, you know, allegedly sitting outside reading, unarmed. Mm-hmm. They got shot dead. The police claimed that he had a gun. Mm-hmm. But the worst case, the one that's getting more media coverage, and rightfully so, at least as far as the details that I've seen, is the Terrence Crutcher case from Tulsa, Oklahoma. A dude that was having issues with his vehicle. And called in for assistance, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he call in for assistance?
I believe that's what happened. I believe he called in, and when the police arrived, I don't understand. There was a helicopter on the scene. There was a couple of officers. The dude had his hands up. There's video footage of the whole thing, man. And he had his hands up. And I think that's the worst part of it, man. To have your hands up and be shot dead. It's fucking
100%.
It's unreal. And then the other thing too is he was being tased first. So you're tasing the dude,
then
she pops him. Which I just don't fucking understand. I don't get it, man.
So which one of these things?
He's unarmed.
So we have, what, two stories? I think there's another one, isn't there? Or is there only two? Then there's the Charlotte riots, which are related to the Keith Scott case.
And I think that's the dude that was outside sitting down reading.
Or he was in his car.
Was he in his car?
Yeah.
Maybe he was in his car.
Waiting for his kid to get off the bus or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm losing track. That's how bad it's gotten, though, man. It's like, I can't even fucking keep track, dude. I mean, like, there was the whole outrage a while back with the Philando Castile situation, which was in Minnesota.
It's bad that you forget because there's the media's covering so many, dude.
They're covering so many, but then, like, you remember last time, right? There was, like, an uproar, but then you had the dude in Dallas that shot the cops, and then all of a sudden, like, the whole police shooting black dude shit got shoved off the front page and, like, swept under the rug, and then all of a sudden it didn't matter no more. Now Black Lives Matter is shooting police. And then that turned into a whole fucking ordeal. But now, it's back on the front page again. I'm happy to see this is the first step. They actually charged the officer with manslaughter, which, that's the first step. The second step, which rarely ever happens, is can we get a conviction this time around? But that remains to be seen. I'm sure that's going to be a long, drawn-out process. But the first step was taken. They charged with manslaughter. Should be murder. To me, second-degree murder. Not premeditated, because, I mean,
they're calling it premeditated?
No, I'm saying it's not premeditated. Oh, okay. I think it should be murder instead of manslaughter. But at least she's being charged with something. And that's a start. But the thing is, man, and that's where the frustration comes from, is like, with all of these cases, man, you go back, I mean, to, what's my man, to the Eric Garner case in New York, you can go back through, what's my man, the other dude that got, the other dude that was killed, there's so fucking many, man, but there's never convictions. Like, there's cases, and it goes to trial, but no one ever gets convicted.
Okay.
And it's like, yes, charges being brought that's one thing, that's cool, but if there's never any consequences, then what's the, like, what does it matter? I don't understand.
Okay, so here's the thing. I mean, have we explained the full story, though? I mean,
the full story of who? Of Terrence Crutcher?
Both. Okay, so, I mean, here's the deal. Police get a call. Here's the thing. This is what gets fucked up, is the narrative of the whole thing. So, the police get a call. They go to see this car. She claims she sees a car in the middle of the road. She goes to walk up to the car, and some dude comes walking up. Doesn't say anything to her, apparently, from what she says. Her testimony is what she's saying is that he didn't say anything to her and started walking toward her. She draws her gun and says, "Sir, you need to get to the side of the road," or whatever.
Yeah.
Gets to the side of the road. She goes to look in the car, and he starts walking toward them or some shit or something like that. Or the backup comes, or she calls backup or something. I got that stuff mixed up. But all I know is there was a point where she told him to get down on his knees, and he had his hands up, and he just kept walking to the car and kept walking to the car. And then the fuzzy part that everybody's claiming, that none of us, everybody says that the window was up, but they're saying he walked to the car, put his hands on the car, and then was trying to reach in the door, or she claims he was reaching in the window.
She claimed the victim was reaching into the passenger side window.
And then one of the other officers started tasing him, and then she shot him in the chest.
But the footage I've seen is like,
his arms are up
like this the whole time.
From the helicopter,
so,
right.
Yeah, so like, what is he reaching? And then why did the dude in the helicopter, which I found out, is that true that was her husband?
He was in the helicopter. He wasn't the one talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the thing is, why does he have to be labeled a bad dude?
Okay, so up in the helicopter, there's a helicopter circling, and then the guy says, he looks like a bad dude to me.
Yeah. What does that come from? From what?
He's black.
The dude, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Yeah. It's like, this is bullshit, dog, and so, they can't continue no more.
So on this story, this is the thing that gets me. Here's what I want to understand. And, shouts to Ben Miles, because I was checking him out on Facebook. He said, he made a good point. He was at, what is that? What the fuck is that? I'm sorry.
I'm not sure. I think that's just the...
Okay, so he was at, my buddy Ben Miles, he was at the airport, and what happened, he said he was like, he did a Facebook post, and he says, I'm sitting there, he's like, I'm in France or whatever, and he's like, I'm getting ready to go through customs or whatever, or go through TSA, And he's like, he can barely understand them because they're not speaking up and their English is broken. He got really nervous. He's like, I'm taking my stuff off. He's like, I'm fucking up. I'm making bad decisions. He's like, I'm walking through things. I had stuff in my pocket. And then and he's like, I'm really nervous that I'm going to get busted for something that I didn't do. And he's like, now I imagine what that would be like if I had a police officer with their gun drawn pointed at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to start fucking up, you know, and making poor decisions. You know, and that's, he made a good point. It's like, man, nobody knows what it's like to be in that position when you have a gun drawn on you at that point. You're gonna make, they're like, oh, he's acting weird. I'm gonna act fucking weird when I got a gun pointed at me.
See, and I got some theories, man. This is what I want to get to, and it goes to the bigger whole, man, because later in this episode, too, man, we're gonna talk about the whole Colin Kaepernick. That's another thing that I've been sitting at the house boiling over for, you know, weeks, and I haven't been able to, you know, we haven't recorded, so I've been having to sit there and like this, you know, stuff all that shit inside and all the feedback that he's gotten, and this is killing me. But there's some systemic problems, dude, and the shit needs to be, dialogue needs to get open.
Right.
And dude, that shit is killing me too. I don't know what that is.
Mute the music channel and the phone channel real quick.
Yeah, what?
Power the thing
on. All right, 1 second.
Okay, pull a mic, pull your mic, and then pull my mic. Check. There's one. Check. It's that cord. Plug it back in. Okay. Nope. What is it with that thing? What's? Hold on. Let me turn this down so we can hear.
Okay, so it's this, it's the cord.
Come on, dude. Fuck with that cord.
Check.
Oh, fuck. There's a short in that bitch.
Yeah, it's short now.
Hey man, we can't do anything. We're not perfect.
Dude. And that just comes with the thing, right? Ain't nothing we can do about that, right? You still got the third arm down or something?
Yeah.
But I know that's a bitch to change. Fuck it.
Alright,
we'll roll with it.
Hold on. Let's play a song, we'll be right back.
Yeah, man, go ahead and cue something up, man, because I think it's all about perception, and perception is not reality. That's the problem. I wholeheartedly believe that, and yeah, we got to talk about how to get the dialogue popping and how to overcome that shit, man, seriously. Real talk.
Don't touch anything.
We're good. We're good, man. I'm trying not to fuck with
you. Don't touch a fucking thing.
Hell, that shit is touchy.
Okay, man. And we're back. If it starts acting stupid, we'll go to a song and I'll swap. I'll try to get another cable.
Alright.
Hey, man, send donations to PayPal at livefromthebasement.com, dude. Okay. Okay. So you got a dude. You had a theory. Alright, so going back to it. So you had a theory about dude had his hands on the car, and then the debate is, was he actually reaching into the car, right?
Yeah, the debate is, for me, that shit is like, it's stupid. Fuck the reaching in the car. When you have it on helicopter footage that he leaned against the car. Yeah. He didn't reach into the car.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of all these technicalities. The thing is, man, it's like, black folks are held to a different standard when they are pulled over or when they are in a confrontation with white people.
Here's the
with
thing.
White police officers than they would if they were encountering a white person.
Here's the thing with that case, though, is that she's being charged with manslaughter, the person who shot him.
Yes.
The officer that shot him. And the reason is because it was totally out of order. Like, she was out of order. And there's no way she's not going to get away with it scot-free.
Are you kidding me, though?
What? I mean, the thing
there
is,
hasn't been one single convict. Yo, and Freddie Gray, Eric Garner, fucking even Trayvon Martin, when that wasn't even a cop. You go back through all of these cases. Yeah. There's never been one conviction, not a single.
I think, but when have they ever been charged with something? Have they ever been charged with anything?
Yeah, they've been charged. Like fucking, you remember Malice Green
mm-hmm.
and fucking Rodney King?
Were the cops charged? Yeah, the cops were charged, but they got away.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's so, I mean, I have a... the thing is, I do not think that... All right, these are two different stories. Let's stick with this one for a second, okay? The Terrence Crutcher shit, okay? Because he... I think that this people aren't going to get crazy about this one because they're going to look at this and say, she's going down. She has to go down. He was being tased. He had to be tased. If he was not conforming, you got to agree that he should have been tased.
No, I don't agree with that.
If he's continuing to fucking walk away when they say, get on your fucking knees.
Hold on, though, man.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Was just a case. A white dude was high on some shit.
Different cops.
No. Don't matter. Right? But okay. He was fucking openly violent. But that motherfucker, they took him alive. No shots fired. None. Zero.
All right, cops are not of a fucking hive mind, though. You know, it's not like they're all going to act the same. This lady is fucked up. She's wrong. She shot him. She shot him, and she should not have. But if somebody is... all right, that guy was walking away. The white guy should not have got away. How many times do they ever cover this happening with black guys acting fucking crazy, and then they just restrain them and take them to... Nobody's going to cover that. That's not sensational.
No, see, you can't... And that's the thing though, man. Like, cause remember me and you, we were, when this shit first popped off, back when my man in Louisiana, when that story happened, we were going through it, and then fucking Harvard released their study, saying that, you know, according to statistics, there is no statistical evidence that black people are killed by police at a higher rate than white people.
Yeah, that was probably in a Republican.
Harvard's liberal as shit, so okay. I don't know. But the thing is, because remember we talked about it, because we were like, well, why do the black cases get so much more coverage? And it's because, man, that it's not the fucking same. There is a double fucking standard between the treatment that people doing like things of different color the situation is going to play out differently. And the thing is, here's my qualifier. If you look at a lot of these instances, like most of these instances anyway, except for fucking Eric Garner, that was New York, big city, which to me that made that even worse. But in a lot of these cases, man, it's in these areas that are not diverse, and you have white people that probably didn't grow up around black people. They don't know black. Like, I'm from Lansing, man. Lansing's a city of about 100-something thousand folks. This shit doesn't happen there. It's very diverse. Yeah. And I've seen motherfuckers acting up. Guns ever get drawn.
So you're talking about areas that are predominant, that are like heavily white.
Our white cops in Lansing probably went to Lansing schools. And they went to school with black people, so they understand movements. They understand language. They understand conflict. And how to de-escalate a situation. But when you get to these, you know, areas like, you know, Baton Rouge and Baton Rouge is probably a fairly good-sized city. But I think sometimes, though, when you, like, you might be in a city, but your hiring practices, you might be hiring people from out in the sticks. And if you're hiring people from out in these rural communities that never grew up, never went to school with black people, don't understand black culture, don't understand, you know, how to... Like, you have to understand the community that you're policing.
Yeah.
If you can't relate to the people that you're in, you know, like, you're charged with upholding the law in a certain environment. And if you can't, you know, talk the talk and interpret and understand and deal, then how the fuck are you going to do your job?
How was Terrence Crutcher acting in a way that only somebody from a diverse city would understand? She said, okay, this is going pure by the fucking media, which I do not like assuming this because they create their own fucking narrative to get everybody jacked up and pissed off before all the facts are around, and I've been bitching about this for years. There's the eye roll.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yes. No, all I'm saying is, if the cop says, get on your fucking knees when they have a gun pulled, why the fuck, no matter who you are, why would you think it's acceptable to keep walking, regardless of who they are? Like, why is that acceptable? And why do we get to sit here and say, Well, it's because he's black, and you don't understand. Black people can walk
it's
away.
It's not about that,
she
man.
She should not have had a gun pulled.
Should he have listened? Yeah, but why was your... That's what I'm saying. Why was your gun out? And why was the dude in her ear pumping? Oh, that's a big bag. That's a bad dude. That's what I'm saying. When you got that shit getting pumped to you, why is your gun drawn? He called for fucking assistance.
Yeah.
If I got car trouble and I call for help and then the cop shows up with a gun drawn, I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. That's true.
John Q Citizen, motherfucker, I need assistance. And you show up with your fucking gun drawn? Fuck you.
Alright, now we're getting somewhere. So the whole thing, okay, I didn't look at it from that perspective, and this is why I said I had a very white perspective on this, because the way I look at it is, if a cop comes up to me, I don't know why you're drawing your gun, but I'm getting the fuck down. But if I'm looking at it from a perspective of, you motherfuckers have been doing this to us for this many years, and I'm sick of this shit, fuck you, I'm walking to my car.
And that's what's happening now. And now it's getting to the point of, like, people are fed up, dude. So it's kind of like, yes, you're supposed to obey, but eventually it's like, fuck, man, are we back in the 1800s? God damn. Like, I mean, shit.
But here's the other thing, too, is every single time this happens, have we ever run into a situation where... there was one, what's his name, in the Bay Area, in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was completely innocent.
Yeah.
Like, but, I mean, okay, I didn't mean to assume that nobody else is. I'm saying, like, the recent situations, all these guys have criminal records, like, fucking assault and battery on a fucking police officer, this is Terrence Crutcher, destroying evidence. Drugs, like,
what
all
does
this
that
shit
matter,
like,
though?
Because I think there's always more to it. Like, when do we ever find out about, like, can we find out about somebody who's, like...
Fuck, man, you're digging a lot of people's past. You'd be shocked what the fuck is on people's records. You'd be fucking stunned.
I'm just saying, like, how often do we hear about, like... I still go back to, I think the media takes this shit and just says, fuck it. We're just going to be fucking judge and jury. Boom, boom. Case closed. Get everybody in a fucking uproar.
At the point where she had her gun drawn, do you think they already knew that this was Terrence Crutcher, convicted felon, previous felon?
No.
So that's what I'm saying.
My thing is, I feel like my assumption, which is a huge assumption at this point, without having any of the facts, I'm putting that out there before I start getting emails, but before I have any of the facts, the way I look at it is, the dude was like, fuck you. I am not gonna fucking get down when you told me to get down. You know, I mean, the fact that he was going like this and didn't even have, they were shoes at his back. How did he even know a fucking gun was drawn at this point? Or was it a taser? Why the fuck? Why was he, and another thing is, he wasn't just, if you're broke down in the fucking road, it's not like you, why the fuck would you turn into oncoming traffic? His car was half in the middle of the fucking road, diagonally. What the fuck?
I don't know, a lot of shit does not make sense. No, like, you never had your car die on you? Like, you were trying
to
complete a turn and your shit just died?
People were saying that shit to me yesterday, and it's like, yeah, but I'm going to turn left into oncoming traffic. My fucking car dies. I'm going right. Who the fuck is going to turn into oncoming traffic?
So what are you trying to get at, man, with that?
Stop making excuses. You can't. No, I'm just saying. I'm looking at it. Something was going on. The dude was acting fucking weird. He was acting weird.
Who acts weird and fucking calls fucking for assistance?
Did he call? Because everything I read said that somebody called and said there's a car in the middle of the fucking road.
No, man.
And when the cop got there, she said the car was running and nobody was in the car. I don't know, man.
Hey, man. Hey. Yeah. Telling you. There's a problem and we're viewed as such. And it's like, we got to get over the fucking...
Yeah.
The fucking preconceived notions, man, and I'm tired of it, bro.
I don't know, man.
I'm tired of it.
Shit's muted. Channel's muted.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Dre said that shit best, man. Stop looking at us as fucking animals. Stop being fucking scary, bro. Shit is fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah. All right. You gotta admit he was acting weird, though. Like, if you get pulled over and you're pissed off, you're just gonna fucking walk away from a cop? Even if it is wrong that she had her fucking gun drawn on you. It is wrong. I'm not debating that. And I'm not debating that it was wrong that she shot, or right that he shot him at all.
Hold on, man. I'm just trying to find a part that he called for help.
I think the biggest fucking thing here, the biggest problem they have going for him right now, not problem, but the biggest...
Oh, he was waiting for help. on the road after his SUV broke down. My bad. Maybe he didn't cough up. Let's see.
I mean, I just, all right, here's the thing. Here's everything. And this is the one thing that, like, needs to be centered on that nobody's talking, well, I mean, they are talking about it. It's two things, and this is where it gets fucked up. We have to fucking take a cop's word. Because she's saying he was reaching for his pocket, but nobody sees he was reaching for his pocket. She says he reached, which is why she drew the gun in the first place. She says he reached into the fucking car, but nobody saw him reach into the fucking car. Those are the two things.
Her word is meaningless.
So that's why.
She's fighting for her life at this point.
For all we know, she could have fucking conjured up that fucking story because there's 5 minutes of video you don't see the very beginning. You don't see the first 5 minutes. So she could have fucked. I mean, I'm flip flopping, dude.
I'm sure she's got body cam.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
And I'm sure. If she got charged, I'm sure that whatever she says happened is probably not on a body cam.
Ah, oh, man, it's actually kind of fun. I've been able to get into like an argument debate like this in a while. Are you exhausted from arguing though? Isn't this fun? Okay, good.
Not at all.
How do I get this thing to update regularly? Do I have to fucking refresh or something? Such a good fucking song, dude. See? Alright, never mind. He's right! God. Fuck me. I was gonna do something.
Motherfucker, please!
Ah, but fucking, how much minutes do I have? Fuck. I don't have much time, do I? I don't. Fuck. I wanted to fix your mic.
Alright, man. Hit the pause on that. So, it's like, man. Yeah. I mean, alright, so maybe he didn't call. He was waiting for assistance. So he called, I'm assuming, family members or someone for help. So, like, if you waiting on help, man, and then you get run up on, here's the thing, though, man. That would never happen to you. We could go test it right now. I guarantee.
Let me call cops?
No, I guarantee you go to, like, fucking Grand River, and you turn your car halfway. Grand River is two. That's a main street. You go to
you're talking in Whitetown.
Yeah.
What if I went downtown Detroit and did that? Pulled my car in the middle of the fucking road.
And did what? And so you pull your car in the middle of the road and you get out and you're waiting for help.
Yeah. That's
I guarantee no gun gets drawn on you. At least not by a cop.
I'm just saying, man.
I know that's all fucked up, but I mean, yeah,
you're
man,
right.
Shit. As far as the cops concerned, you're gonna be like, hey, man, what they gonna be like? What are you doing?
I was just saying, like, man, like during the song, I was just asking or just talking to you about this. Here's the big things, and this is where everything gets screwed, and we have no information, we have no fact. It's all based on what the media is telling us and what we see in some really fucking blurry video, right?
Yeah.
And so now, here, all this, for this particular story, it's the cop said he kept reaching into his pocket, which is why she drew her gun. I don't know why she didn't draw a fucking taser, if that was really her worry.
But the thing is, she drew her gun, and that's fine. Let's say that's right, to that's me, that's fucked up, right? But you drew your gun. But he's being tased, so why would you shoot?
He wasn't tased yet. This is when he's...
I know.
Okay.
I'm saying, let's say she was justified to draw her gun.
Okay, so let's say she's justified to draw her gun.
Yep.
He goes over to the car, and she claims, this is the other point, she claims that he was reaching into the car and told him not to. Yeah. And hopefully she had a body cam, because I want to hear her telling him, don't do that! Is she saying shit over and over again?
Doesn't matter. The video shows what he did.
And that does not justify her shooting this person at all.
Not while you're being tased, too.
Not while you're being tased. Not while you have an officer right here. He said, oh, he's pulling out the taser. And you like, that was part of the fucking video. You heard them say that verbatim.
Yeah.
He's drawing the taser. So there was no reason for her to do that. Yet, I mean, that's why I think this is going to be a case she goes to jail.
If there was camera footage.
It's cut and dry.
Of, you know, that... you know, backed up her story, then she probably wouldn't have been charged.
Her life was not in danger. There was no sight of any firearm. There's probably no fucking firearm, period.
There was none. They already validated that. He was unarmed.
There is nothing.
Nothing.
So you're telling me, all right, this is what I want to know. So this is where they walked before, though. But there's no way that somebody can walk, because think about... there will be riots of epic proportions if this woman walks. Rodney King,
I don't care what drug-induced state he was in, you can't tell me it took a team of dudes to beat the fuck out of him like they did. And that's what I'm saying,
like, if other governments haven't learned their fucking lesson from what happened in fucking, was it 92? If they haven't learned their lesson from the riots in fucking Los Angeles... Dude, come on.
Well, here's the problem, though.
What's going on right now?
Here's the problem, though. Here's the problem where I think ultimately they don't give a fuck is because where did the riots happen at? Black folks, when we riot, we tend to not do it the smartest way. We tear down and destroy our own shit, which is fucking pointless.
Right.
So until a riot, like, pops off in the suburbs, and, like, you know, like, the white families have to run for their life and, like, buckle up and, like, bar the doors and... shit gets looted and raided. When you loot and raid in your own fucking... they don't give a fuck.
Man.
No one's... ooh, you're tearing down your own shit. Go ahead. Have at it. Man. And eventually they'll call in, you know, some additional support, National Guard, whatever the fuck, and...
I mean, it's happening in Charlotte right now. They're not just sitting back and saying, let them tear it up. They're not doing that in Charlotte. The cops are very active, or trying to be very active, and the National Guard's involved now.
Are they?
Weren't they? Didn't they call them in because they couldn't?
I'll be 100%. I've followed the Charlotte story loosely. I've been more on this one. But,
so, like, this one, there's... all right, if this lady gets away with this, dude, there will be... come on. Like, you're telling me if she gets away with this, this is a fucking huge case, because that tells me that any time a cop pulls me over and I go like this, just touch my pockets, he can shoot me? That's insane.
Can't shoot you won't get shot.
Well, of course,
if I do it, that's what I'm
saying.
That's the difference.
And I have to make light of the situation, but there's this lady, did you see the video of the lady where she was painting herself white? She was like, not today. She went to Home Depot and she was painting herself white.
That's fucked up.
She painted her whole face. She was like, man, I'm telling you, get your paint at Home Depot and get your family. She's like, this is the only way we're gonna protect ourselves.
That's
like,
sad, God, bro. Damn. That's really sad.
But I think, man, I still think this is a completely... this story is so fucked up. It's wrong. And, like, she should not have shot him. And there's not a but to the shooting, but I just want to point out, I think we're going to hear a lot about... There was something going on.
Oh, they're
going
to drag his name through the mud, man. They're going to make him a fucking demon personified.
No, they don't. Dude, are you kidding me? The media fucking makes all... like, everybody's...
I'm talking about the defense.
And
please don't go to the crazy broad.
Oh, the one who backed herself up into an apartment and shit?
He used her fucking son as a fucking...
yeah!
Oh, man, I do not ride with that.
Oh, dude, people are like, speak her name. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I can't co-sign that chick at all, bro. She was fucking...
she was insane.
Nuts. Yeah, she's crazy. And I saw people, like, mentioning her in the fucking same breath as, like, women, like, black women of, like... high,
come on,
like, yeah, like, I mean, people were like listening to her, like, she's some fucking, like, a revolutionary, and I'm like, come on, dude, no, yeah. She was fucking crazy, she was nuts.
That's
some shit where, I mean, and I saw the first video, the one where she was in her car the whole time.
But do you see how the media did it? It's like, oops, okay, that was a miss. Well, that wasn't interesting enough.
She got very little media coverage, and I mean,
but like, because it's because everybody knows she's crazy.
Well, it was still unfortunate, like, but that was bad, man.
Man, but a fucking kid got shot, man. Like, that's a huge story. Yeah, we're gonna sit here and like. So my point is like, okay, so now if it's gonna fucking incite riots and get people pissed off, we're gonna cover it, and we're gonna make our own fucking narrative before we have all the facts. We're gonna like. Dictate how we think the story went, and we're going to speculate though, and like, get everybody pissed off.
Before all the facts, like, and please, I'm not trying to defend the media. The media is fucking, they are what they are. But the thing is, man, when you have video footage, when shit gets captured on video and it's there in plain sight to see, yeah, there's only so much. You can't really paint the media with too much of a brush when it's all here.
Yeah.
Right there. That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, I mean. That's the thing, is this is what really sucks about this, is even if it does go to court, there's so much trust I have to be put into the fucking police department with this. The evidence, the videos, the fucking testimony, and it's like, come on, man. Like, the evidence can be tampered with.
Well,
the testimony
can
be all lies. That's what I'm saying, and it's like, there's no, like, it doesn't matter now at this point. Like, we can't even take it. It's not fair if it goes to court or trial. Like, nobody will ever know.
Well,
nobody will ever fucking know.
Like I said, man, this one to me is open and shut as it gets, but I thought Eric Garner was as open and shut as it gets, and I thought that was a chokehold that was applied
to
him.
Dude, if she fucking walks, man, come on, that's right. Crazy.
We'll see what happens.
There's no way she can walk, dude.
So the music in this episode is going, it's a definite theme here, man, so... When we come back, let's get some music going, man. Not music, but
some drinks.
Got some tracks. Nah, I want to open up the phones too.
Oh shit! Yes, 313-757-2576.
Yes, man. Hit us up, please. Trapped right here, man. It's fucking terrible right now. Man, oh man, bro. I wish you was alive today.
Jesus.
I wish you was alive, man. And you know, we've been on a social kick. I want to bring it back to music a little bit because
Jesus.
Hello? No, man, I'm waiting to see if hip-hop can answer the bell, because, you know, back in the day, man, you know what I mean? Like, that was the launching point for dope music. It's like when shit got political, shit got, you know...
Are you getting greedy?
What'd you say?
Are you like, I'm kind of glad this is happening, because I'll get some good music out of it.
No, man, but yeah.
Common's already going off.
Yeah. The thing is, man, it's not getting the notoriety, and the popular people ain't saying shit.
Right.
You know, the mumble rappers and the dumbasses are still talking about what they talk about.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Caller, man, who we got?
Where you from?
What's
Jersey!
Good, fam? What's going on, bro?
So what do you think's changed? Why do you think these guys are like all of a sudden in the past 5-10 years? Why is it all of a sudden becoming such a?
Why has it changed? And where is the footage of the white dudes getting, you know, shot up?
That's not something the media wants to cover.
Damn.
See, this is what's confusing, though. Like, why? I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Everybody in this country knows what's going on. Everybody in this country, like the employment rate at police office, like for police officers, the employment rate's like dropping. Like, no, they can't hire people. And the whole thing right now,
so
what kills me is
the worst of the worst.
My point, no. What I'm getting at is, everybody sees this as a problem. Why do they keep doing this? Why does this continue to be an issue? But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. Why are they doing this? Like, why aren't they saying, listen, I'm under the microscope. They're all under the microscope. Why do they keep doing this shit? They're under the... Everybody's running their phones
right
now.
They're under the microscope, man, but there's been zero consequences, Mac. That's the problem. No one gets found guilty. So if you keep doing it and nothing happens...
Why would they?
I feel you, and the only reason that keeps me off the conspiracy thing, man, is because I live in, like I told you, like I live in an area where we're pretty diverse. It don't happen. In Detroit, has that happened? Has there been any, nothing recently, man?
There were some protests going on.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know. Yeah. Yes. You have to, and that's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
That junk is crucial, because the thing is, man, like, where I'm from, that I'll see cops, and I'm like, yo, I know my man's. Like, we had class together.
Yeah.
Female cops, too. Like, oh, yeah, she used to date someone. Like, so it's, you know, it's a commonality, and it's like, it's, I'm not saying it's perfect by any means, but it's, our problems are few and far between, and God bless, man, we haven't had, you know, that shooting where, you know, someone's unarmed, hands up, and just got blasted. It hasn't happened.
So you think a lot of it has to do with the area you're living in, too?
Yeah.
Because you're saying you wouldn't see that in Detroit or Lansing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still going on.
Yeah. Right.
No doubt, man. Appreciate the call, my dude. Good
thank
to
you,
hear
Tishon.
From you, bro. All right, man. Yeah.
That's an old schooler,
yes,
man.
Yes, it is, man. That's my
shouts
man.
To Jersey, man. Shouts yeah. to Sean Ferrar, man. Thank you for calling in, sir. 313-757-2576, man.
Yes, indeed. Passionate, man, but he should be. It's some serious shit, man. And he's right, though, about the hip hop side of it, man. Just, you know.
Right.
I got a song from T.I. that I'm a, you know, I got that queued up later because, you know, he's one of the bigger names that I've seen really. And Common's a big name too. And I, right. I wish I had known, I would have queued that one up too.
Because, next episode.
Yeah. But it's big, man. And just no one's saying shit. But I do really feel that that's the root, not the root, but that's a big part of the problem is like who is getting hired to police the urban community. And it's not. We're not getting urban folks. We're not getting black folks. We're not getting a lot of Latino cops that grew up in the hood,
right?
Or grew up around the hood or went to the big city schools and is familiar with how. It's just knowing how things work, man. You throw some fucking country square in the middle of the hood and ask him to police that community. It's just not gonna happen, man.
They actually made a really good point about. That before where they were saying like these cops have to be a part of the community.
Yeah. But what happened to the training? What, like he said, like what happened to the psych evaluations?
Yeah.
Like if you evaluate some of these dudes, I guarantee you would find out
right.
that, you know, the prejudice or, you know, and all that shit is based off ignorance, man. Like
yeah.
if you fear what you don't know.
Right.
And if you don't know that community, you don't know, you know, how people are going to react to being, you know, told what to do. There's a way to act like, dude, how can I put this, man? John Q. Country might walk up on the average dude in the hood and bark an order. But if I was a cop,
mm-hmm.
and I walk up and ask for the same thing, I'm gonna ask it in a different way.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going, I have a much greater chance of getting what I want out of the situation and getting a suspect or whatever you want to label this person, I probably have a greater chance of getting this person to do what it is I'm asking them to do than John Q. Country. And that's...
Right.
It's real, man.
Yeah. I think it's tough because you have a... I think a lot of it still has... Damn, S's. I think a lot of it still has to do with our society problems, man. I mean, if you... I think you get swept under the rug. Like, you can't... Here's a problem we have is when it comes to racial stuff, man, we're struggling right now because, you know, our grandparents, 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 grandparents created an environment with people who didn't want to be here, you know, and then people who were oppressed, and now we're like, history, years and years and years and years and years and years, and now... We're sitting in a situation where, like, some white people get nervous when they're around black people. And it still happens to this day. Like, there's still people that'll look over their shoulder when they're walking down the fucking road if there's a black guy behind them, in a suit or not.
Well, yeah, and so, but here's like, the thing, too, though, but, man. Like, white folks gotta get their head off the fucking sand.
Well, but here's the thing, though. I mean, the problem with it is that the reason we have this issue is because there's a high crime rates among African Americans, and they're African Americans, there's a high crime rate because they're in shitty fucking living conditions, and they're in shitty living conditions because of fucking history. All this shit.
True.
I think we're in a fucking situation where like it's a catch 22 no matter what. We have no way of solving this except for time and waiting and waiting and waiting until everybody's fucking beige, and then it'll be a problem no more. Because I don't think this will ever fucking solve itself. We're going right now. It feels like we're at a fucking tipping point where it's like, all right, man, it's fucking time to go through some like sensitivity training and shit and realize that like just because the dude's black, he's not gonna fucking cut you.
Yeah, the whole thing.
You know what I mean?
True.
Come on.
But the thing is, man, in order to get to that point, you gotta talk. And here's the thing, too. I wanna talk about this with our audience. I don't know how it is where you work. But where I work, man, I work in a predominantly white environment.
Yeah. Oh. You know what?
Yeah, this shit gets no play.
Yeah.
No one talks about it.
Right.
It's like, it's the elephant in the room. It's so stupid. Like, we'll be in a meeting, and we'll be like, you know, we have the projector going.
Yeah.
And like, we might be going to test a website or bring up some shit for work.
Uh-huh.
And when everyone opens their browser, a lot of people's shit opens to like MSN or like, you know, CNN, whatever your fucking homepage is set to. And it'll be the fucking front page, big ass story, and it'd be silence, nothing. And they're like, oh shit, quick, type, 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 type. that no one wants to talk about it. It's like, it's,
I mean, are you the only black guy in the room?
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
What no, but do? Like, but the thing
Let's
is,
see
you're like,
what you think? I mean, engage me.
No, it's not awkward.
But it's not awkward for you because you're awesome about it. You love having these conversations. Some people
that's
be
the only
like,
way
why
to
are we
get,
talking this
that's
conversation
the only
here?
Way to get over it is to yeah. talk, though, man.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's the head in the sand mentality. It's like, if I don't talk it, if I don't talk about it, if I act like I don't see it, then maybe it's not happening.
Yep.
And that's not
you're not the average
reality,
dude.
Bro.
You're not the average everyday dude, though, man. Like, just like me. Like, if I was in that situation, it's like, fuck, man. It happened when I was with. What's up?
I'm hearing the.
Oh, phone. My bad. God damn it.
Yeah, no.
It happened to me. Where? No, it didn't. Never mind. I was trying to think of when we report here.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was like a situation where, like, it's awkward. Like when I got called out for being the lone white guy, because she's my wife at the time, but me and my wife got called out for being the only two white people in the room, and it's like.
Well, so maybe I need to force the issue then, because I'm the only black, and so maybe they feel like they don't want to put me on guard. So you know what? The next time I
came up, you go, "What do you?"
The next time I'm in that room, I'm gonna be like, "Yo, that's just fucked up, right?"
Yeah.
I'm just gonna throw it out there.
And they're gonna go, "Oh, you're that guy."
No, I think they're gonna be like, "Oh, what's that? Oh, what's fucked up?"
But what would happen if they were like, "Yeah, I can't believe that cop is actually getting arrested." What would you then what? Now everything's fucked up.
No, it's not fucked up. I'm like, wow, where is that car? Because the thing
you're
is,
like, you're fired, you're cool, you're fired.
No, so here's the one issue, and this is why I love it. And I love that he's doing what he's doing, and I hope he keeps doing it, even though he's no longer the player that he was, man, the Colin Kaepernick discussion. Because for whatever reason, sports is so much easier to talk about than, you know, Terrence Crutcher,
yeah,
or Philando Castile, or any of the other cases, you know, that have popped up over the past couple years. Kaepernick is a hot button issue.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, white folks feel real comfortable.
Yeah, that's true.
Real comfortable to talk, jumping off the fucking roof about Kaepernick. Oh,
but not about what he stands for.
Disrespect the troops. What the fuck? I don't understand it.
This has nothing to do with the troops, you motherfuckers.
So, yeah, so that's the next topic. Phone lines is open. Yes, sir. That's some old school right here, man. See how many of y'all remember this.
Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys in the building. Live in the basement. Man, bruh. He said, now they got the flashlight looking for Big Mike. That was the shit. Man, bro. Thank you for showing me that video. It's fucked up. It's awkward, man.
Is it awkward?
If y'all ain't seen it. She painting herself all white because she said white lives matter.
Black families, if you want to survive, and it's oh, I see a little bit of nibble.
Oh,
dude, that's she's
so terrible, man.
Dude, she's not fucking around.
Nah, but
she's seriously painting herself.
Yeah.
With fucking house paint.
Yeah.
I hope she didn't get sick from that, man. That's not good.
What are we
some
doing?
Dude, some dude in the comments was a dick. He said. Hold on,
man. Phone line.
It wasn't a racist comment. It was funny as shit, dude. 313-757-2576, man.
Yes, hit us up.
This dude said, "Motherfucker." I'm sorry, dude.
No, you straight?
I don't think I'll be able to
find that shit. That shit's gonna.
He says, "I am absolutely stunned right now. I am in complete disbelief." To be honest with you, in the 28 years that I've been on this planet, I have never seen a paint that covers so well in one damn coat. Home Depot, she said, I'm on my way.
Wow.
That motherfucker, dude.
Asshole.
You talking about the paint. What an asshole. No, but I mean, she was making a point. Her whole point was, I'm going to paint myself white. I mean,
she's like, you ain't killing me.
I think that's just going to go viral as shit, dude. Because, I mean, her whole, come on.
It should.
Come on. Come on.
But yeah, man, but getting back to Colin Kaepernick, you work with a lot of white folks. I don't know how many of them watch sports. But that shit transcends sports, though. I mean, like, he's made a stand to the point, which is crazy because he hasn't even, his action is silent. He takes it. He Colin Kaepernick, for those of y'all overseas, and this is American football. For I know we got a lot of, you know, European listeners that, you know, not soccer. This is U.S. football.
Pigskin.
Kaepernick is a biracial NFL player, the quarterback, used to be a starter for San Francisco, and he was adopted by an all-white family, and played college football, now he's in the pros, and he has decided, coming into this year, that he was going to take a stand. He said, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem. So he takes a knee.
Yeah.
And that shit sparked a firestorm. He's been called every type of nigga.
And that's the thing, man. In this country, for those of you who don't know, like, in this country, the national anthem, you fucking, yeah.
First off, man.
Especially if you're in sports, especially the NFL.
And I'm so glad that he did it, because so many things have come to light. And you know what? I probably should have done my own homework, but yeah, I didn't realize that Francis Scott Key was a slave owner.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
And you know, if you listen to the words of the national anthem, you know, like "Land of the Free," he was talking to white people, not to black people.
Yeah,
that was a song to his race. So the more you break down the anthem, the hypocrisy is fucking, it's crazy. Yeah. So it's like the more I know about it, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Not that I've ever been a big anthem dude anyway, but I usually stand just out of respect, but I've never been one to, like, put my hand over my heart and recite and do all that bullshit.
Military people do that, don't they? I don't think average citizens do that shit, do they?
Oh, they do.
Really?
Oh, they do, yeah.
I mean, I'll take my hat off so I don't, somebody behind me, take your fucking hat off, man, respect this country!
I'm saying, you live in that type of, this is that community, and I guarantee it, the high school games and shit.
Motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, that's... You take your fucking hat off! It's fucking stupid. And the thing is, too, about Kaepernick, man, is he got labeled being unpatriotic, and he doesn't respect the military.
What's the military have to do with
this shit?
What
the fuck does the military have to do with kneeling for the national anthem?
Because the military fights for your fucking freedom, so you have to kneel for the national anthem? That doesn't say he's not appreciative of the fucking dudes who are keeping him, like, free in this country.
Props to the fucking soldiers that said, you know what, I go out there and fight so that he can do exactly what he's doing.
Oh, there it is.
And there's a divide within the military, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Some in the military are like, you know, God, that's, you know... You got the disrespectful crowd, and you got others that are like, no, that's... Dude, America was fucking built on that shit, man. That's within his fucking... This is right.
Right.
Yeah, the KKK can, like, come to your town tomorrow, set up shop, and speak because of their fucking... That's their right to do so.
Yeah.
You might hate the message. I hate the message, but they're fucking allowed to do it.
Right.
This dude ain't even speaking. He is kneeling.
Yeah.
Being silent. Not saying a fucking word. And then when they do approach him about anything, you know, Colin has handled that shit so much, with so much class, and just, dude, he's a fucking hero.
He's
bro.
Protesting like the way, without being an asshole.
The way he is doing it, I got the utmost respect for Cap. Like, it's crazy.
And everybody's talking about it, so what he's doing is very fucking effective.
And that's, thank you. And it's been such a powerful thing. And it's crazy to me to see just the level of hate for a dude that is, you know, there's no hatred in his message.
Well, hatred's coming from the fucking redneck.
It is, man. And it's like, yeah. But to that redneck crowd, it's like, dude, how fucking stupid are you? Like, why do you make the link between kneeling and the military? Like, come on,
right,
man.
Right.
So much of our society, dude, is just stupid, ignorant, and pride-based. And it's dumb.
I hear you.
This country right now, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's sad. It's real sad. Yeah, we're in a bad.
What I'm trying to figure out right now is I'm trying to figure out if these issues have always been here and they're just all coming out because of social media and because of the way we can communicate instantly and openly now, or if it's everybody using and abusing this narrative going along with this topic. Like, I mean, are people taking this as an opportunity to...
Oh, it's a perfect storm of shit, man. You got cops killing...
I mean, all of it's related to the cops.
Yeah, you got cops killing black folks like it's going out of style. Yeah. you got an athlete who happens to be biracial that has taken the black stand.
Yeah.
It's shame on you for taking, you know, taking the black side on that issue.
But if she goes to jail, I'm curious to see if everybody
what,
looks at this
happened?
And says, no, I'm hoping, I mean, what will probably happen is everybody goes, this finally, all right, now we're starting to get somewhere a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but, dude, if she doesn't go to fucking jail, dude, it's going to be mayhem.
So, and getting back to, like, what else is building and why it's so big, now it's election year.
Yeah.
And you've got two candidates that are running on two totally different platforms, man. You got Trump, his whole campaign has been built on divisiveness, man.
Yeah.
And on,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's playing to the ignorant and the uninformed and the stupid part of this country. I hate to say it. If you're a Trump supporter and you feel offended, fuck, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm sorry. Like the majority of his backers are, to me, in my opinion, low intelligence.
It's ignorant. Yeah.
Yeah, ignorant and just, you know, it's. Yeah, dude. I mean, they dislike Mexicans. They dislike Muslims. They don't like black. I'm like, all right, man. Well, fuck.
I think it's kind of messy too, though. I think some of the shit that the dude says, I think sometimes he has the right intention sometimes, but I think people keep taking it and fucking, like, not the opposition. I think the people that support him take it a lot of times, and like, if he says, this is a bad example, but you'll be able to pick up where I'm going with it. But like, if he says, I want to build a wall to Canada, across Canada, or fucking Mexico or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to put up a wall. And if he, I feel like if he would say, yeah, yeah, we should just put up a wall, ha, 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 like sarcasm, that everybody's going to go, fuck yeah, put up, yeah, drop wall. And I think that happens. I feel like that happens a lot with him where he like,
You don't have to say the wall comment, man. You don't have to. He's playing. The dumb thing is,
I think,
man,
a lot of it's bullshit.
To his redneck base, they don't realize how much of a pawn they are. Like,
right? Exactly.
Do I think that he believes half of the shit that he says, or do I think that he plans to do half? No.
Thank you. Exactly.
No, I think he's using people. That's even, to me, honestly, that's even worse.
I mean, look at what he's done for 10 years. The fucking. I mean, all he's done is watch people manipulate each other on his TV show for 10 fucking
years. Go back to his quote. He said it 20 years ago. He said, if I was to ever seriously run for president, I would run as a Republican because that is the dumbest. Dude, tell me you've heard the quote.
I haven't.
No, go. Google that shit.
Oh, my God.
I need to hear it, not word for word, but I swear to God. Like, that is Donald Trump, Republican quote, you're like, shit. He said it verbatim.
Was it 98?
Yeah, probably. it's so bad. And the thing is, I don't know why. Why don't media? No one covers this. It's terrible.
Was it the Oprah show? Was it the Oprah show?
It might be, but it's just like, dude, it's way old.
Let's see.
If I were to run, I'd run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News.
Jesus.
I could lie and they'd still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. So that's the quote that I've seen.
Okay, they're saying it's, Snopes said it's false, though.
Okay, really?
Apparently.
I don't know. I know that he was quoted as, and I've seen it on a lot of different sorts, and sometimes I don't think Snopes is the be-all and all.
I don't either.
But, hey, man, that's out there, and it is what it is.
Fucking politics.
But that quote, I'm telling you, man, it plays hand-in-hand with what I think he's doing. He's playing a game.
Yeah.
And
well,
he's using America.
It's like, is he playing the game to put himself in a position where he can like make more money?
Nah.
So, I mean, I guess once you make a certain amount of money, it becomes about power and less about things.
Yeah.
Because that's all you have to go for after that shit.
Yeah.
God, man.
So we'll see, man. We'll see. But enough of this shit, man. Let's let hit to some more music, and then phone lines is open. A couple of cats said they were trying to call. We'll see. Hopefully we can get them in after the break, man.
Oh yeah.
Hit us up. This is T.I.
Uh-oh.
We would not.
Tishon said, okay. Who said don't play T.I.? Was it Tishon?
Yeah.
I gotta get that flasher. They probably are calling and I'm just not seeing it. I mean, I feel like we just beat the shit out of it. But I guess it's the discussion that's going on right now around the world. So, I mean, we can't talk about it.
Back from T.I. spitting some real shit, man. Not the best beat, but I love the message. Love everything Tip's talking about. And
Mr. Harris.
We was talking about Nas being prophetic on, it was fucking Fetus.
Yeah, that's such a great song, man.
It's an old record, man, and Nas talked about, he's like, watch how they retrain the cops. And
why did he say that?
Why would you, yeah, man, I was like, damn, that's
crazy. Is that what he actually said, though?
Yeah.
Now I want to find it. You don't remember what verse it was?
I think it may have been a second.
Oh, I see what he's saying. He's gonna come out to come with the truth and expose everything.
Yeah,
Jesus.
But that's just deep, though. I mean, that's, you know, and the cops have been. There's a retraining, man. I don't know what it is, but they're more aggressive than they've ever been.
Yeah.
Y'all remember a day where they used to shoot to disarm, and now it's like.
That's why it's still fucking. It's so weird to me, man. Like that. That's why I keep. I mean, that's the thing that I'm trying to figure out. Has it always been happening, and then with the advent of these phones and stuff, it's just they're under the microscope? Or are they just more violent than they've ever been?
I don't know, man. I think it's changed. I think it's more violent than they've ever been.
Why?
Didn't you hear about it out of nowhere.
I mean, it wasn't like black people were like fucking attacking the cops.
Tashawn talked about it, man. Cops now, man, they have access to like military grade weapons.
I mean, okay, but he made a point. You know, it could be like an ethnic cleansing thing, right? Whatever you want to call it. But it's like you can't. God damn, that would be a process that to keep that under the radar. If they were trying to do that, God damn, that'd be like the longest process, man.
Dude, that's the other thing too. While I was in the military, like donating, like it was like Humvees and all this military grade equipment to like local police department. Why would they need that? I don't understand. But that's where the whole martial law and the conspiracy, you know, the conspiracy theory stuff starts to bubble up. But
right,
it's wild, can we, man. Can it's
we,
wild.
Can we do a last minute stash box?
Sure.
There's only 6 minutes left.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it.
Which one you want to do? Can we do the
Which one? This is not the episode for the challenge, so let's.
Okay, let's do.
Crack
this
open
shit.
The other shit. Yeah.
Cue up some Stashbox music.
Next episode will be cool. I wish. We'll be happy next episode, I promise, y'all.
No more. Hey, man.
Revolutionary.
We were just talking about it. We have to talk about it. You know, this is a conversation that needs to be had. I mean, this is what's...
No, man.
We do this. This is what we do, right?
Man, I see my man Quentin posted some shit and tagged me, and it's like, man, I wanted to sound off so bad, but it's like...
Man, I was wondering why you were so quiet.
Because, man, I don't want to empty the clip on a fucking Facebook comment and...
I appreciate that. Thank you for saving it for the show. And the listeners appreciate
sometimes
it too.
Sometimes I feel bad, because sometimes I think people are like, damn, man, Major all like, does he not give a fuck, or is he just oblivious? Nah, I ain't oblivious to a goddamn thing, but...
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Phone's open, by the way. 313-757-2576. We're going to go off on this show, so the topic will be dead in a minute, so get your call in.
Stashbox, y'all.
Stashbox!
Dark House Brewing Company.
Michigan.
Shouts to y'all. Marshall. Where I would probably be scared to get pulled over and with a flat tire and expect to make it out alive. But Marshall, Michigan, we like your beer.
Yes, sir.
Y'all may not like us. Kamikaze Kaleidoscope, man. Check it out. Dark Horse Brewing. We got a caller.
In the middle of Stash Box? Come on, man.
Man, can we finish the stash?
Let's let him have the beer with us.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Caller, who we got?
Where you from? What up?
What's...
Oh, shit, what up, Tino?
What's
just
good,
looking
man?
At Snapchat. What up, man?
What up?
Chilling,
man.
We'll get ready to drink some beer.
How you been?
Oh shit, what's the name of it? Put it out there.
Yeah, throw it out. Dope, man.
Oh, Tino, I was supposed to help you with that, wasn't I? Son of a bitch. You're welcome. You're welcome, by the way, for me not helping. We talked on the phone for an hour. Yo, we had the longest talk about music and stuff, and I never came back to help you. Ah, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I'm such an asshole for that. Shit. Put man, we love you too, man. Put it out there again. It's Rat Platform. I mean.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you guys got stitches, right? I'm sorry.
Nah, man, it's all good. We love that, though.
Hell
man. Support
yeah.
That grassroots movement, man. Yeah.
Yo, man, keep us in the loop on it. Drop some links. Hit me up and we'll, you know, retweet and all that good shit and Facebook it and all that. And we could collaborate. Man, that means a lot, man. Thank
That's
you.
What's up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why is it back? It's so weird.
That's a really
you
good
take
point,
the
man.
Terrorist alive, but meanwhile this dude is in the he's looking for assistance. He's waiting for help. I mean, what type of message does that
send? Even if he's high on fucking crack right now.
This dude had fucking
right.
bombs planted
right.
and out in the public. He was trying to blow people the fuck
yeah.
up.
They yeah. shot him in a leg or an arm or
that's
something.
What I'm saying.
Took
that
him
man.
Out. Yeah.
That's the non-lethal force, right?
Yeah.
Which is but in
yeah,
our
why
community,
wouldn't
that's...
she even shot him in the fucking leg?
That's what I said. That's how it used to be. But now, like with black, it don't matter. It's true.
Yeah.
said, you know what? I don't know. I'm trying to go. Really, I'm trying to go home and get my family.
Yeah. She was not. It may come down to she wasn't. Yeah, it might come down to that she just was not equipped to do that fucking job. Period. She should not have a gun. She shouldn't have a gun.
She was decorated according to the reports, though.
Not in this, probably not in street duty, man. She's had to do this shit before. She may. I mean, damn. She sounded like. I mean, honestly, she sounded like she's about to cry when she was when she was like, "Man down" or whatever. Shots fired.
Yeah. How come no one checked on him either, though?
Yeah, like, that was a whole other part we didn't talk about.
2 minutes, you know, no attempts to see, check his vitals, nothing.
Nope.
They popped him and left him laying there by the car like a fucking piece of meat. And it's like, yo, what the fuck is that, though? He's unarmed at this point. You can't go check on him?
Yep.
Nothing.
To keep him alive? Yeah,
come
exactly.
On, man. Yeah,
right.
Right.
So you know.
Right. Right.
Well said.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Tino, man.
My man.
Thank
bro.
You, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, bro. Love you too.
Thanks,
bro.
Tino.
Yeah, man. Much support.
Tino, rapplatform.com.
Yes. All right, bro.
Dope, man. Shouts to Miami. Shouts to Big Tino. Shouts to rapplatform.com.
Yo.
Damn. We needed to wrap up on that call.
If,
shit. Yo,
if he gonna be, like, if that's the type of insight he got, like, dude, that was, man.
Fire. Fire.
Yeah. Dope shit.
He's got the gift. All right.
Let's taste this.
Let's dig into the stash box. All right, stash box. We have Dark Horse,
Kamikaze, Kaleidoscope.
And, dude, all right, we poured
this
these.
It's hazy. It look like
it's
something.
Hazy, and there is a ton. There's, I wish I could, like, I'm gonna post this up on our Facebook page. There is a ton of sediment in the bottom.
It's got lemon and orange peel both.
Like, dude, yeah. I have
it's
never.
Some cloudy shit, man.
I have never seen. You go over to our Facebook page over at facebook.com/liveinthebasement. I'm gonna post a picture of the sediment in the bottom of this shit. It is crazy.
I probably should have rolled that.
Wow. That's crazy. I'm going to taste it. We already have this? We haven't had this before?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like it. It's
Do you? I don't.
It's kind of nutty.
I don't dig it at all.
I feel like it's the type of beer that's going to give me a hangover, though.
Nah, bruh.
It's kind of like, it tastes like a, it's got like a bite, but it tastes like a white, a white, a white. Okay, fuck you. It's not good.
Just be real. It's not good.
Oh, this gets a thumbs down.
God damn, yeah, man. Dude. Cue the gunshot. Jesus Christ.
Yo, you gotta. Oh shit! I'm gonna take a picture of the bottle.
Push that
shit
away.
Oh
that
shit! I'm gonna take a picture of the thing with the thing, and I'm gonna post this up. This is a beer that you do not want in your collection.
God damn it, Dark Horse. Why did I do it?
They don't fuck up that often either. That's
nah,
the problem.
Nah, they usually be on point, man, but that was. Mm-mm. I'm gonna finish it, but man, I'm nah, bro.
Yo. Facebook.com/livethebass. I'm gonna post a couple pictures up. Should we play some music?
Yeah, man, let's play some music. We're closing out, man.
This is the end of the show?
Yeah.
All right, for those of you on Facebook, we will be right back with another feed. We're going to shut this feed down, and we're going to start up another live video to do the next. We're going to do another episode?
Yeah.
We're going to do the next episode. We're
we'll be happy fun. Next time. We'll be cheery.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about positive shit.
We're going to put our
shit out of Meek Mill and like all the regular hip hop fare.
And 2016 being the shittiest year of all time.
Yeah, you ain't never lying, man.
Good God, man.
Yeah, so we got good shit to get into it, and we will be lighter, I promise. But this was a long time coming, and too much shit had passed, and we had to speak on it. So it is what it is, but.
Yo, go over to facebook.com/livethebasement. Yeah. I'm posting these pictures up, dude. It's a sentiment alert, dude.
Yeah, do that, man. Let's take us out of here with some game and...
Oh, shit.
The homie Pac, man. Or oh, Anderson.
Oh, what happened? Why'd that happen?
There we go. That's my deal. That's my shit, man. Oh,
shit.
But it's like, man, it's so fitting, man. It's like, what's happening? Like, what's...
Man, shut the pack!
Yes, indeed, man. All right, man, we out of here, man. Live from the basement. Thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll be right back.